You're listening to the show about ye old knives and toothpicks. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, I can hear you all.
Yay.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. I can't tell you what I said I would rather be doing right now.
Uh-oh.
It's explicit.
Oh, how explicit is it?
It's just funny because Abby couldn't hear me, so I could say whatever I wanted.
Oh.
Whoa.
I'm the gatekeeper of what he says.
What did you say?
I wonder. It was something political, I'm sure. Yeah, explicitly political.
Oh my God.
He said, make America great again.
Yeah, right. No, keep America great, guys.
Oh, sorry. I'm not
up to date.
Oh,
yeah, we're real great.
I don't even know. I don't care.
It's like, how about make us better in general, please. Help somebody. America. Love America. BS. Help again.
Just gets condensed to please help. I love it.
That's the best. SOS.
KT, wanting America to be better is un-American.
You're right. I mean, that's definitely the point, right? Jeez Louise.
What about wanting America to be badder?
Like
for
fried
donuts.
I was going to say for donuts, right? For fried
that
dough.
That seems American. That
yes!
seems very pro-American.
Make America batter.
Let's be patriotic and eat donuts. I like
yeah.
it.
That could be our donut shop slogan. Make America batter.
No, I don't ever want anybody coming in there at all with anything that thinks that I am in any way at all any. Okay? No,
any,
guys.
Any.
Okay, make Cuba batter. I don't know. I'm trying to weed out the people you don't want in there thinking you're anything. Ever.
Wow, you any. And Adam just yawned in stereo.
Oh my God, he's punching an inanimate object, you guys.
I hope your dessert was good. Yeah. Well, at least it was inanimate.
You had a dessert?
Not animate.
I didn't have a dessert.
Oh, you guys were talking about the messages that I sent.
I don't know.
There's a
they
message?
Don't know that you had to order to keep your clothes on.
I was wondering what shirt.
Whatever
I
he
don't
needs
listen to
be to comfortable.
Alex.
Oh my God!
Shirt for me off. Craig.
Oh, thank you. You're supposed to sing it, but thank you.
It's time for Craig.
Alex, you need to just hold on to your microphone if you're going to roll on that ball and just have it be with you.
Like a stand-up comedian.
I'm on my ball. My great big bouncy ball. That was really phallic and Adam missed it. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Oh,
I'm sure
well.
Adam can imagine it.
What do I have to imagine? Is something sexy?
Something phallic.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's check in.
I'm sorry you don't feel good, Adam.
How's everybody doing? Adam doesn't feel good.
I feel fine. I just have these shitty symptoms.
Wow, what symptoms are they?
How symptom was she?
Well, she was so symptom that you could say I was simping for her.
Yeah, you put the simp in symptom.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
It's not often. I have no idea what people are talking about. It just happened right now.
Wait, it's not often? Are you sure?
I thought that's like your shtick.
It's not often that I'm aware that I have no idea what people are talking about.
Oh.
As he immediately goes to Urban Dictionary.
That is exactly what I just did.
I know. I saw where your eyes went.
Eric can see your Urban Dictionary
look.
You
see the reflection in my glasses.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's probably that too.
Urban Dictionary's top definition of simp is someone who does way too much for a person they like.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
it's a negative connotation.
Get the mic in your face.
It's in my face.
It's not in your face.
Other
enough.
People.
You can at least turn it towards
you
more.
Look at how I have it, like in my nose.
How's this?
Oh, that's way better.
All right.
Mm-hmm. You're soothing Adam's throat.
Oh, yeah.
With that sweet honey, you know what I'm saying?
Give me your honey, Alex.
Your sweet, sweet Ricola.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
Oh. Oh my God, I cannot wait.
Where do you stage someone's fake death when real death's getting more nonfiction each day? Nick died, Sin died, Dog Rusko, now Ferret, Chloe, and Duquesne Bay. Trent! Why would you honk the horn? Folks are trying to mourn. Arugula sounds like you don't care. When the boat's all dour with funeral flowers and the processional in the town square. And behind us we're dragging someone's stolen wagon. Here in Duquesne Bay. Here in Duquesne Bay. Spelled Dusqueenie Bay. Here in Trent. Will keeps changing attire, and he hears people saying they see Beth Whack is a half-orc dude. Will hears a voice in his head, then tells Beth Whack to hide, which he does not do. So he dimension doors them to a flower shop and tells him, he thinks I'm your valet.
Oh my
he
God.
He thinks I'm your valet. Says he's your wife's valet. Here in Trent. How do you keep a clear head when the family thought was dead has resurrected? It sounds absurd. Is his family in town? He's about to melt down. Will gives a big frown and wants to know the code word. Why won't you tell me? Why don't you tell me? His fam could be okay. His fam could be okay. Could his fam be okay? Here in Trends. Meanwhile, Rafina spreads the rumor that maybe somebody murdered Chloe the Ferret. And while Rusko spearheads the mission to return the stolen wagon to Milling's Goods and Sundry, and the Bleakers to their husband and father, Beth Whack gets inside of Will's mind by casting the classic spell Zone of Truth. But he excludes himself and causes Will to think he's being uncouth. Get bent! How can a fake death be staged when the bodyguard whose death you're faking betrays you with nonchalance? Yes. What binds the party together when a spell makes you say the code word is renaissance?
Nice!
Will looks at Beth Whack, says, I can't give you flack. I've done the same to you. You didn't have a clue. Go and act tough. I'll call your bluff. Here in Duquesne Bay. Here in Duquesne Bay. Spell Dusqueenie Bay. Here in Trent. Here in Trent. Here in Trent. Trent, 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 Trent. We're not gonna pay rent. Cause we're only visiting Trent. Oh, fuck. This was bad.
No!
Never even seen Rent. I don't know what it's about. Oh. It's like the housing crisis.
Yes, it's about the housing crisis.
Oh my God. Wait, have you really not seen Rent?
I have not. Yeah, I've never seen it.
Adam, it's beautiful. That breaks my heart, actually. It's so good.
I do want to be really clear that although I have not seen Rent, I do know that it's not about the housing crisis. I know what it's about.
Yeah.
And it was rough. I had to use different karaoke versions from different sources, like just to make that work. It was weird. And you can still hear some of the like buried vocals and moments from like the original, because I couldn't find a karaoke, like a perfect karaoke track of this song.
There's some bad karaoke tracks out there.
It happens. Yeah, that's what I used last time.
A part of that in the middle was just a MIDI track. I took a page out of your book and I was like, well, I guess maybe I'll find a good MIDI of it. Anyway, It was fun to do, but yeah.
It was perfect. All the places where you were using rhymes that rhyme with the original mm-hmm. lyrics, I love that shit. And it was in there a bunch. I was very appreciative. I wished I had the lyrics so I could just sing with you. I really loved it.
Good.
And now you know that I named everything after that song so that someone could write a recap.
Right. Of course. You set me up for it.
I did. You could tell how planned out the name Duquesne Bay was last time.
Duquesne. Dusquisne.
Dusquisnos. All right. Whew. Now is everybody caught up? Does everybody know what's happening?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I think so.
Kinda. Pretty much.
Alex, do you know what's happening?
I forget the name of my valet.
Trofast. And it's your wife's valet.
Oh, right.
Your valet is named Will Pompeian.
That's right. That's right, Will Pompeian.
Yeah.
Trofast. Thought you were supposed to be my valet. Why are you giving me such a hard time?
What are you even talking about? We're not even there yet.
No, you're not. Because we're not starting with you guys. You guys took over the end of the last session, and it was great.
And it was great.
You know, I think it's important to mention that my note says, Will says he gets it, puts a flower in his lapel.
Yeah.
I don't remember why you have a flower in your lapel.
Put your mic in your face.
Will because he was... says he gets it. That's puts much a flower better. In his lapel.
You think you're being silly? That's much better. You just broke the whole boom.
Holy crap, what happened?
What?
I just tried to lift the boom. And
that part's supposed to come off, the one that fell on the ground.
Okay, but the whole thing just maybe I
this is
am
what
very
happens
strong.
When I talk into the microphone.
Well, this is how I usually am.
I know, but they want to see your dumb face. Get over here.
We want to see your dumb face.
But you want me by the microphone. You want,
I do.
You want me like this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, D&D.
Trent.
So, Trent. We're not going to pay Trent. So, we're going to start because of the enjoyable episode dominance at the end with Roscoe and Rafina and company, etc. Because as far as I'm aware, almost everybody's with you. Because Bathwack and Will disappeared through a door.
Right.
So we've got Rafina, we've got Roscoe, we've got Oscar, we've got Pippa, we've got Gloria Bleeker, we've got her two daughters, one of which is named Mauve, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
The other one's named Cindy and Mauve. Yeah. We've got Mo, we've got Shimi. Bernard is not there.
Oh, we've got the terrarium walking around.
The terrarium's walking around. We remembered that thanks to the episode finally coming out that it appeared in.
Shut up! I always know it's there.
Hey, none of us remembered it, Abby. That's not calling you out. That's calling all of us out. Alex, why didn't you remember the terrarium? Stop. I was going to make a reference to his place of employment. I didn't, though. So you don't have to edit that out.
I keep forgetting to say this, but I really think that Alex should instead get a job at a chalkboard store. Just saying it. I think that is the right place for Alex.
Like as a salesman, boutique. A chalkboard salesman?
No, so like cool. A person who demos them.
That's, I think, kind
without
of the
trying to sell.
Chalkboard model.
The Vanna White of chalkboards.
Oh, totally. Absolutely. I can picture that.
So we walk by a chalkboard store.
Mm-hmm. So all of those people are with you, and you're heading towards the ferry. You're trying to get this wagon to its rightful owner, I believe, was the purpose of your journey, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and it just so happened that the directions to the store involved going up to the ferry.
Correct, which is down near the coast. There looks like there's a bridge where the procession was heading, the funeral procession, and then the ferry crossing is closer to the bay. So, Roscoe, Rafina, did you hop on the wagon? Is that what you guys did? Because the rutabaga is packed away, correct? The rutabago.
Yeah, Rudy is shrunk and hanging around Roscoe's neck.
Yep.
And can we all fit on the wagon?
Yeah. I mean, some of you. Mo's not on there. Shimi's like hanging off the back.
Let's Beverly Hillbillies it.
Yeah.
Rafina's strapped to a chair at the top.
Black gold. Texas tea.
Yes. Is and Steed is he's been dismissed, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
No Steed. And you still got Lacrimose.
So Lacrimose is pulling us through the town.
Through the streets, which are pretty empty.
We're waving to everybody. We're waving to everybody in the processional.
Giving them the finger like in the Beverly Hillbillies. I'm just going to keep doing Beverly Hillbillies.
Yes.
We're sorry for your loss of your dumb ferret. No, we don't say that.
Rafina.
Murdered.
Rafina has a problem with ferrets. She's friends to worms, enemy of ferrets.
Uh-huh. It's like mongooses and
ferrets
snakes.
Ferrets eat worms.
That's probably true, actually.
Do ferrets eat worms?
No, I bet they absolutely
Rafina
do.
Rafina is fine with ferrets. She ululated appropriately. It's fine.
Yeah, that's true.
So yeah, you're heading through the streets, Gloria seems excited and nervous. She says, "Oh, I can't wait to see Gary."
So, what's exposition are you guys gonna do first?
Exposition?
What sex position?
I heard exposition.
Well,
too.
Hopefully he won't have any sex position to give. I've been staying true to him. He better not have any tales to tell me.
Oh.
What? Do you think he?
Oh
I'm no!
I'm sticking to moving here,
Roscoe. Do you think?
No, I'm sure Gary's been fine. I'm sure he's been totally loyal to you. I'm very curious about what happens when two people who are in love are apart for a long time and then are reunited. You know, it's nice to think that maybe when you get back together, that love and that spark and that sexual verve will still be there.
Have you never had that?
I've got the first part of it. I've got the in love, and I've got the distant from each other for a long, long time.
Oh no, that's so sad. Are you trying to get back to your love?
I figure it might happen along the way.
Along the way.
Aww.
What about you, Rafina?
What?
Have you ever had that feeling of being in love and being apart and then coming back together again?
Oh, I'm constantly in love.
Roscoe, what does that mean?
I think it means she's got some kind of weird oceanic relationship of connectedness with nature.
Oh, like a druid?
Yes!
I think that's what she calls air.
I'm in love.
Now I'm picturing Rafina in space.
Yay!
Rafina in space.
All right. So you guys head through the streets and you're getting close. You can smell the salt air. You hear the seabirds as you're getting closer to the Duquesne Bay. And you round a bend, and you see the river. In the middle of the river looks like a ferry boat. And on the boat, you see a figure who seems to be kind of rushing around, madcap style.
Wait, is this the boat that had the bunting on it?
No, that's a giant cruise ship.
That was a giant ship. Okay.
That you've never lost sight of. That's how big it is. That's over, like, to your right a little bit. This is the ferry boat that goes across the river here close to the bay.
Okay. Is that Gary? The one running around like a chicken with his head cut off?
Gloria is shading her eyes against the bright sun, trying to get a glimpse. He's kind of out in the middle there. I think so. He looks a bit panicked, doesn't he?
He does, really, yes.
Yeah, he looks like he's focused on his job.
Hey,
Char.
Coach Z.
How long exactly has it been since you last saw him?
Oh, it's been a few weeks. He left to take the job, and when we he took our horse, and we were going to meet up with him afterwards. So
Gloria, little... Gloria, Gloria. In case you didn't notice, I just rolled my eyes and sighed. Did you say 3 weeks?
No. I said a few
did
weeks.
Did you say 3 weeks?
I said a few. But three is probably a good assessment.
A few weeks, lady? That's nothing. That's nothing compared to what I got to deal with. It's been decades since I saw my love.
Okay. Well, I mean, you were the one that brought up sex positions.
That's true. I am the one who brought up sex positions.
No wonder.
Oh. Well, yeah, it's been a dry time. Mm-hmm.
If you're as faithful as Gary and I certainly are.
I think it's less about faithfulness and more about just general apathy. But all right, so here's your husband. Yeah.
Mustard fills your time very well.
Oh, yeah, mustard. Now that's wet.
Except when it's dry. You can get dry mustard.
Yeah, it starts out dry, but after a while, if it's a good kind of dry mustard, things will get wet.
Kitty's face.
Not sure about that.
KT just did an Abby sound.
It would be like so. Like I like to cook powdered mustard.
Spontaneous moisturization.
Would get in so many folds and irritate the skin. Roscoe, I'm not even there.
KT is though.
KT is, and she's Louise.
Reach down out of the into the microphone.
Get that dry mustard out of there.
Well, not to digress too much. I know I'm digressing, but yesterday Alex was trying to text me an emoji and was having trouble. And then he said to
that
me,
"That sounds about right.
That checks out.
I need to work on my face creases."
My face creases, amazing.
So yes, and also your facial folds.
I can't remember what I was saying.
That's what you said. That's the whole story. Okay, back to it.
All right. Lacrimose, slow down. Okay, here we go. Stop it.
Stop it.
I don't know what people say to horses.
Stop it. I thought you were just complaining about the weird crying neigh.
I think it was.
No, I'm doing, are there Nelly. Reins? Are there...
They say whoa.
Like, all right, pulling on the reins and like, oh, whoa.
There you go. Nice. That's what Lacrimose says.
Whoa, boy.
There you go. Nice.
Except, isn't she a girl?
Probably.
Who cares?
I don't remember.
I don't care.
I don't care.
Check the wiki.
This is going to be the shortest episode in history.
It might be good.
Just good because I have to recap it.
Is that good?
No, it's not really.
Yeah, weigh in, everybody. Way. When you recap, do you prefer a short or a long episode?
Give me the juice.
It has to be perfect. Perfectly long.
Give me the juice.
Perfectly middle.
I want all of the stuff so I can pick from it.
So long.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, make it long. Let's go.
Eric's like, all right.
No way. Never going to happen. Ever. Sorry. All right. So, Rafina, you're a seasoned fairy person.
Yes.
Ferry.
Okay. I was going to wonder if Abby would be like,
No. I've known to.
Ferry.
Because
she did it twice in like 12 episodes, and it's amazing.
The good thing is that I just heard that those two episodes. And so it's very fresh in my mind. I am very in tune with the word right now.
So in a couple months, you'll be like, Ferry. And it'll happen again. I love it.
My God,
it.
I can't believe it happened a second
it's
time.
It's amazing.
In well, like because the same episode.
We're playing in a world with fairies in it.
We've been talking about fairy queens
and it's a long time. So much. There's just, It was very funny, though.
Rafina is so a fairy amazing. Queen.
Well,
yeah,
exactly.
That we said that in the episode. Maybe. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good. Yeah. Did I say it?
I don't know, Eric. I don't know.
Who Mark, knows? Did I say
ask
put on
Mark.
My
Leave
page.
Mark alone.
Put on Mark. Put on Eric's enough. Page. How many times I've said fairy queen?
No, don't.
Poor Mark will be challenged to do it. Mark, don't do that. Eric is stupid.
Listen, Mark is my best friend. I talk to him more than anybody else.
It's possible.
All right, so Rafina.
Yes, yes. Rafina is a fairy queen. Fairy, fairier.
Yes, a fairy
queen. Say that again without any of us talking over you.
No.
Rafina. Abby.
You Abby. Want me to say a fairier?
Abby.
Hi.
Abby.
Yes.
Abby.
Adam.
And action.
Look, it's a fairy!
So you can tell that Gary on the ferry is...
Oh, you made this thing, Gary!
God damn it.
Did not realize that until right now, and I'm so happy about it.
G-A-R-Y?
Gary. Oh no, G-A-I-R-Y.
Is her last name Gergich?
Okay. Jesus.
So Gary's out on the ferry, and Rafina, he... This is a great night. He does not look like he's having a great time. He looks like he is struggling. He is frantic. He is not. Roscoe thinks he's just, you know, doing whatever needs to be done. He doesn't know how to ferry. You know how to ferry. And it doesn't look like Gary knows how to ferry.
Do you think Gary needs ferry help?
Who are you asking?
I'm asking Gloria. Gloria, do you think he needs help?
I don't know. I've never done that before.
All right.
I mean, to be honest, neither is he.
How did he get this job? All right. how close are we to the water?
We're like right up close.
Yeah,
to
you
the...
parked at the ferry dock, basically. Where
so
you we're would...
so I so like I can touch the water with my toe if I wished.
Get sure. out of the wagon.
Yeah, so I'm getting out of the wagon. I'm grabbing my terrarium.
Okay.
And I, let's see, what do I have it at hand? I plop the terrarium in the water and climb in really fast.
Okay.
And out of the terrarium, I pull a tiny set of oars.
Sure.
Thank you, DM.
The warping scorpion climbs up on your lap.
Yes. Hi. I give it a little snuggle on its head. But then in unbelievably fast speed, I ferry over to the ferry.
Hey, Gloria.
Yes?
You see that scorpion?
Where?
That Rafina has.
Wow, she's zooming away. I can't really make it out. What, she has a scorpion?
Yeah, and I know that's scary, but don't be wary. Do you see Fairy Gary over there? The man you did marry? Rafina has those oars that she's going to carry over there to help him.
Sure.
And then there will be nary a problem.
Oh, okay.
And someday when you and your husband are both dead, your daughters will bury.
Wow.
What does that have to do with the scorpion?
Well, because a scorpion's very deadly. There is a whole, I think, like fable about how you shouldn't cross a river with a scorpion. And Rafina's doing it right now.
I think it involves a fox and a bag of grain and a chicken, too.
And yeah, a scorpion. Oh, my God. Somebody's got to write that fable for this country.
A sack of flour.
A fox, a goose, and a scorpion.
A bag of twig tea.
And a fairy queen. Spelling ambiguous.
Oh my God.
Gloria, you might ask, hey, Roscoe, this interruption, was it really necessary?
Sure, I might ask that. I kind of did, asking what it had to do with the scorpion.
Well, it was very...
Listeners, Adam is sick.
I mean ill.
Physically. Just so you know.
Okay.
Amazing.
All right,
Gary,
Rafina.
Gary, wary, nary. I'm writing that as a note. Very.
That's some good recap fodder, though, I will say. Uh-huh, Abby. You got it. That's a blessing. Mm-hmm. That just gives you your whole ending of all of your lines, basically.
Yes.
So you get out there very quickly. You leave a wake behind you.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, it does make a little motor sound. Yeah.
The terrarium helps with its little legs paddling.
Oh my god!
That's actually so helpful, doing way yeah. more than the oars are. They're too tiny. I'm sorry.
Paddling with his little legs.
The terrarium is now in terrary mode. It's like terrary fairy mode, like fairy terrary. Okay, go. Keep talking.
Teferium. So you Teferi is a character in the Magic the Gathering universe. So you get out to the ferry. And yeah, Gary is running around, like someone said. I think it was maybe Adam, like a chicken with its head cut off. I don't know.
No,
it
was Rafina said that.
Oh, okay. That was Rafina or Abby.
It was Rafina.
It was Rafina. Rafina said that.
Abby would never say that. No. This is why she plays D&D, so she can play characters who say things like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We all have our reasons.
Nothing like me.
So you get out to the ferry, and yeah, Gary is running amok all on his own. There's nobody on the ferry, but like it's kind of like drifting sideways in the river. He doesn't know how to properly pilot it. It looks like this is a ferry that's propelled via. Like a Venetian gondola via pole.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But he doesn't know like where to put the pole or like how to keep it going straight. And he's like got like different poles on different sides and he's like pushing and like running over back and forth. And he's basically kind of spinning in place.
Excuse me. Are you Gary?
Huh? Yes.
Rafina Flinchpot at your service. Give me that pole.
What?
Give me that pole.
All right, Roscoe.
Roscoe,
take it easy, Roscoe.
Take it easy, Roscoe.
So yeah, what? No, I've got this. I know what I'm doing. No deception check or no insight check needed. He does not know what he's doing.
Yeah. Sir, I have been a fairy professional for many of these long years.
Oh,
and
no! Are you here for an inspection?
Oh. I'm very tempted to lie and say yes so that he gives me the pole. No, I am here with your wife who
Gloria
who certainly wants to see you yes, see, look over there she is, and I wave really frantically so that Gloria can wave back.
He shades his eyes against the bright sun as she's doing the same across on the bank, and she's waving, and he waves back at her. And he gets a big smile on his face.
And I'd love to help you make a great impression for you at your new job.
Oh my God, so, please.
Yes, yeah, so here's what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Hand me that pole.
Okay, sure,
harpoon
here.
Harpoon the foxholes. And
amazing.
Continue.
Batten down the... parrot, here we go.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
I grab the pole and it does a little twirl in the air. I catch it and stick it in the water and it goes like it makes a little smack sound at the bottom where the mud is. And then I grab the other pole on the other side, though it's probably really a long. Is it a wide ferry? It's mm-hmm. super wide. Or
yeah, okay, you could fit like a wagon on it.
So I can't reach it. All right. So one goes in the water, squelch into the mud. And with one oomph sound, I pull it so that the raft goes in the ferry goes in one direction, and then I jump mm-hmm. over to the other side.
Sure.
Then fix the pole on that side and squelch, woomph, and then it starts to go, it starts to correct the course and it wiggles a little bit. And Rafina is doing a little like jazzercise routine between the two sides.
This is incredible.
And he's like following after you, like hesitantly, like he doesn't know if he should try to step in or do something, but it's clear you've got this, so he's just like kind of like two steps behind you, like back and forth,
like with any good jazzercise tape.
Two steps behind.
Yeah.
half-heartedly
That's
following
right,
along.
Gary. You're doing so well.
Well, I don't know about that. You clearly have done this before.
Oh.
And is this the direction you meant to be going in, Gary?
He looks around. I don't know. I mean, we need to be... We actually do eventually need to be on the other side because the procession is coming and we need to be ready.
So is the purpose of this ferry... I mean, it sounds like today it has a processional a function.
Well, I mean, normally we would go back and forth or whatever. It's my first day, to be honest.
Well, today's your first day. Yeah. Congratulations. I'm sure you'll do better tomorrow.
I hope so. It was supposed to be a little easier. I would have some time to kind of figure things out. It was kind of a quiet day due to everything going on in town with, I guess there's a ferret died? I don't know. Something that apparently everybody cared about. But they're going to be coming across this ferry to the cruise ship. And I think that's happening soon. So ultimately we'll need to be over there, but I also do want to see Gloria. You guys have like a wagon or something? Are you trying to get across?
Yeah, so Roscoe's been keeping an eye on. So it looks like Rafina, with her fairy magic, got the ferry kind of positioned maybe like it's boardable now on this side of the river, maybe. Like she got it like stable, and if it's closer to like now we could actually get our wagon on it.
Board
it. Roscoe is going to, I don't know, whip Lacrimose. What do you do? What do you do?
Horrible man.
You do the rain, you go like, hey ho.
Let's go.
Grind the poop deck.
Grind the poop deck. Amazing.
And I turn a crank and a ramp goes down so the wagon can go on.
And I'll go down. I'll go down and roll up to the wagon up to the ferry.
It's very suggestive, isn't it? Grind the poop deck.
I love it.
This is all suggestive.
Yeah. Harpoon the fox.
Can we please change the ferret's name to Garrett? Just kidding.
Gary the ferryman, Garrett the ferret. Amazing.
Okay, I'm done.
How dare you?
I think it should be that.
The ferret's name is Galdar now.
Permission to board.
Granted.
Oh, yes, granted.
And I make that noise with that whistle, but I don't have the whistle. I just make that noise with my mouth. They go, woo-woo! You know that like whistle thing you hear in Mary Poppins?
Yeah, but isn't it more like, ooh.
A little bit.
Oreo.
Not that Mary Poppins.
I hoped if I didn't say anything, you guys would just keep making those whistle noises.
Come on board, everyone. This is Gary. Gary, this is your wife, Gloria.
I know.
Aww.
And Gloria's already jumped down and runs over. They embrace and he picks her up off the ground and spins her around and sets her down. And then she does the same to him. They have a long smooch.
Oh,
they keep it. They keep it classy. They keep it classy. Sorry, Roscoe.
Consider this a room.
Consider this a room.
Oh, Gloria, this wonderful woman here saved me. I was floundering out there in the middle. This is harder than I thought it would be. Carrie, I know. I told you you shouldn't have lied, but. I know, but it was such a good opportunity. Well, I mean...
You can learn on the job. It's all good.
Aww.
Okay. See, that's what I said, Gloria. I'd learn on the job. And this woman... What was your name again, ma'am? I'm sorry.
Rafina Flanchpot at your service.
Oh, that's right. You said that. It was just... I was a bit verklempt when I heard it initially. I'm sorry. And girls! And he runs over and picks them up.
what's Gary? Gary, is that it? Two things. One,
yes.
You know that that little one there?
Who move?
Yeah.
Yes, my pride and joy. Oh, you too, Cindy.
you're going to want to keep an eye on her because...
Oh, I know. She's a scamp, isn't she?
Yeah, and also there's been some weirdness with her about where she, like, comes up and tugs on your sleeve and says, like, they are coming. And then she forgets about it later. Anyway, if she ever, like, says anything to you that seems like it might be a secret, like, message from somebody else, please let us know. Because we think somebody might be trying to communicate us, and they've used your daughter at least once now.
Gloria, what happened? Oh, well, darling, there was an attack with these animated scarecrows? What?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was wild. Wild stuff. We'll tell you all about it later. She'll tell you. Right, Gloria?
Yes, I suppose. It might be better coming from me.
Probably. I mean, who knows what I would say. Two. Gary.
Yes?
We need to get this wagon, which was stolen by somebody named Runcible Jones, back to its owner at Millings Goods and Sundry. Can your ferry get us close to there?
Yes, I think that's over on the other side. I haven't been here too long, but I'm pretty sure, yes. Yes, it's over on the other side, which is great because we need to be over there anyway. I need to be ready to receive the funeral procession to bring especially the sort of head regiment, if you will, back over.
Gary, I don't know if you noticed, but I rolled my eyes inside.
I didn't.
I think you just said
that right now, and I don't think you actually did it.
Oh, I must have forgotten. I was thinking it, that's for sure.
Okay.
Listen, it sounds like you and Rafina have discovered. I'm going to get back into the wagon here and take a little nap.
Okay. Sure.
Is it nap time? Oh, my goodness. The sun is at the nap time azimuth.
Oh, no, Rafina, I need your help.
Oh, well, even fairy persons do need to nap. It's in the best interest of the raft.
Okay.
Or the craft. Mm-hmm. So let's all close our eyes for 1 minute and breathe deeply. And then we'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. Gloria, is she for real? Kind of.
No talking!
All right, and now okay, while they all have their eyes closed... We're going to cut back to the other side, or no, still the same side of the river, but to the Trent Florist's shop.
Okay.
Where we find the intrepid Bathwack and also Will there.
Holy shit, we're there.
There you are, alone in this closed...
The microphone is a foot away from your face. Okay, sorry.
Florist's shop. When we last left you were going to come up with a great plan to meet with Trofast and really get the upper hand.
I didn't think about it enough, but I have minor things.
Could
I don't
you
say
ever
that
have
out loud. yes if I really dedicated time. We have to have a plan. Okay, so Bathwack.
Yes.
Can you think of any plan? Because I have an idea, and I feel like you're going to immediately not want to do it.
I feel like there was a time when you made us all look like lizards.
Yes.
So you could make us look different.
Mm-hmm.
And then we could go.
For what reason? What if we walk in there and then they just leave? They need to know, like, I don't even know why this happened, but, like, they thought that I was your valet. For some reason, what that is, I'm not sure, but they recognized me, even though I was changing what I look like every couple minutes. So
What did you look like when they recognized you?
DM, I'm not actually sure. I was, like, changing my appearance a bunch of times, like...
When they spoke to you, I think you were Valencio Beigeman.
Oh, yeah, Valencio Beigeman.
I didn't even know my valet's name.
Well,
his name is Valencio.
Well, Will didn't say that out loud. He didn't make up the name yet. That's, like, the description that you said.
Mm-hmm. But I guess that's what he would have to say. Fitting in this guy.
Yes, another and it was first name Mr. Brownman was before, but Valencio Beigeman is very funny. Sure, that is my name, but like, yeah, Will hasn't said that out loud. Anyway, yeah, so I was this. I just looked like, and then I described what I looked like, which was basically, I guess, when I was talking about trying to blend in. Like, what do the people of this town wear something specific?
No,
or is it like, you know, how we've moved through? You've kind of described different fashion things.
It's true. Maybe a little colorfully. You are still in the Bear Toggle River state.
Little colorfully.
A little colorfully.
Maybe I'm wearing. Maybe
I know fashion, guys. I took a costume design class.
You did.
KT did all my work for me. That's true.
So I think I might look like I kind of have like it's like a gauzy. Material. Yeah, see-through? But it's like that. What is wrong with
this
him?
This is just wearing tulle.
Anyway. Gauzy. I'm thinking like a muslin. Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
All right.
Using theater.
Beige. If I'm going to be Valencio Beigeman, which I can't do better than that name. I describe myself as like, I was just wearing like kind of like drab-ish like this, but like. I was trying to wear a little bit of color because everyone else is wearing a little bit of color. So like maybe I had a necklace on or something that had clay beads that were different colors. Kind of like a hippie vibe, I think. That's Valencio Beigeman. He's not wearing a suit.
Sandals.
He's wearing, yeah, like sandals, clay beads. Mm-hmm.
Birkenstocks muslin. And socks.
Birkenstocks, that's Valencio Beigeman. So that's what I looked like. Fucking that guy. What's his name? I now I have to be him, I guess.
Yep, and you're going
to
draw him,
and I come up
too.
With the name Valencio Beigeman. All right, I have to. So that's what Will says, though. But, I'm saying it as well.
This is good then, right? They don't know who you are.
Yeah, that is very good. So, right. Okay, so like you want to show up as somebody else.
You're like a porter or something? You want me to carry something for you?
Well, also, I could make you... Okay, here's my thought. We should probably get there in a few minutes. We probably don't have a lot of time.
Are we late? Will, are we going to be late? We have to go.
Bathwack, I know you need to go, but I've run 100 plans through my head, and this is the best one that I've come up with. What if I change you into something small? A small animal that can listen from my pocket and kind of observe everything that's going on, and then at the right moment, you pop out, and everything
I see
goes great.
So like I immediately become full size in your pocket?
Well, I'll take you out and you can
that'd be pretty awesome.
Become yourself again and surprise. So it's because I think the concerning thing here, remember, if you recall, because it's been a week, even though this conversation has only been happening for 10 minutes. I'm a little worried that this could be Xantris or something related to Xantris, right? Like we don't know if this is real, but we're going to investigate it because it's important. I understand. Maybe me showing up without you makes sense because I'm like, I need to scout the area out before I can let you see my liege because, you know, I'm your fucking valet. Does that make sense?
So are you going to turn me into a turtle or something?
What would you like to be? A mouse?
Oh, I don't know.
A bird?
Something
but
no,
I don't want a bird in my pocket. You'll shit in there. What doesn't poop a lot? You better not shit in my pocket,
Bathwack. What doesn't poop a lot, Will?
Never.
Gotta keep him constipated.
Did you put Craig on, by the way?
I did, because okay, Abby reminded me and then sang reminded
thank
me.
Thank you. Thank you for singing reminding. So, yeah, like, it could be anything, but, like, just don't make a mess in there. If you want to be something fast, that's okay, but it's got to fit in my pocket, and you can't be scratching me or doing crazy things while you're in there.
I don't think there's any animal that doesn't poop or scratch.
Bathwack, if you're going to be in there for, like, the tops an hour, can you hold it?
Snake? Can you turn me into a snake?
A snake? Ew!
I don't know. Spider?
A spider? Sounds great, but also in my pocket? Like, what if I crush you to death and then you do burst out of my pocket? Because if I crush you to death, you just automatically become yourself.
Yeah.
A snail? I don't want to do that. What about a mouse? What about...
You keep coming back to mouse.
I like mouse because you could run fast if something is happening and you're gonna... I don't know. Have you ever been a mouse? You've been that weird lizard.
Oh, yeah.
Do that. No, that's too big. I'd have to make you a tiny one.
That's fine. You can make me a mouse.
A mouse? Okay. Yeah. All right. Cool.
How do I come back? Wait. How do I end it?
You just have to, like, decide to end it.
Oh, okay, great.
Roll deception.
Yeah. Oh, geez. I was like, I really thought you were telling me the truth there.
I know.
Yeah, that's KT for you.
But then I'm like, wait a minute. That's not how this spell works.
It's okay. Will. He's very good at lying. I wish I just typed that to Eric. Here he goes. He's sleepwalking. He's sleepwalking right now. That's him. You hear him?
All right, you rolled a
deception. He sleepwalks every night.
Oh, all right. So... we've got a deception roll in chat.
I want to make sure that I'm using as much luck as I can.
Mm-hmm. Right, because that's actually a 19, because you're luck stone, right?
Yes. Okay, and I'm going to bend luck.
Go ahead.
Okay. That means I roll a d4, and I add that to my roll. Or I subtract it, but I would add it. Obviously, that's what makes sense. A 3, so...
22. Now, Bathwack, are you...
And I want to explain why I'm doing that. It's not because I want to kick Alex's butt.
It's a separate thing
it's
entirely.
It's because Will is trying his very hardest because he thinks this is a good idea and he's worried that Bathwack is going to bumble everything up. And if this is as important to Bathwack as he thinks it is, he needs Bathwack to just...
shut up.
Right, and be a mouse. Yeah, that's what Will thinks. Okay. That's what Will thinks.
So, Bathwack, after the last interaction, which is still the same interaction, but for us humans, it was a week ago, are you...
Yeah, so it was a little bit tense.
Yeah, are you trying to ferret out? Are you trying to Chloe out potential lies? Basically, I'm asking, are we taking your passive insight, or are you rolling an insight check?
I think we would roll.
Okay.
I think that's fair. Uncomfortable.
Cool. Go for it. Good luck beating a 22, but go for it.
You know right. What if
no,
you
I
do,
mean, it's impossible, okay. But we'll see.
Is it
actually impossible?
I think it is, but let me see.
Can I double check your math? 18 plus 3 is 21.
It is, but no, KT has a luck stone. Oh, the luck. Will does. So they get plus 1 automatically.
It is impossible.
It is. But...
and also, I rolled a 3, right? No, I rolled an 8.
You rolled an 8. Plus 1 is 9. I would have given it to you on a crit, but yeah.
Can I double check your math? 8 plus 1
you may not.
Is 21.
Nobody listen to Adam. He's not
so
allowed.
So what does Bathwack do, like, knowing that he...
He believes you.
What does Bathwack look like when Will says that? He's trying to puzzle it out, and then he's like, I totally trust you. Like he always does.
His brow is furrowed. You know, he's listening to you a little bit more critically. Kind mm-hmm. of, you know, still a little bit frustrated, but he sort of decided that he needs to calm down.
Mm-hmm. And Will feels bad because he's watched that like so many times, like happens all the time, and like Will is like, this is important, like I know how important this is to him. So he
does
is,
Will feel bad at all?
Yes,
lying to Bathwack.
Well, he knows he's doing it for his own good.
That's not what I asked.
But what I'm saying is yes, like mm-hmm. I know I'm a long-winded person, but everything I just said was. Basically, yes. Will feels bad about lying to Bathwack mm-hmm. about something that's very important to him.
Mm-hmm.
And so he doesn't just cast the spell. He says, I know that this is very important to you. So just don't panic. We're going to find your wife and your kid, possibly, I guess. And it's going to be okay. We'll work it out. If this isn't your wife, we'll also work that out. Don't panic.
All right. I mean, he was starting to relax, but then you said don't panic twice.
Now he's kind of wondering.
He's wondering, does he do anything?
Is there some reason? No. Okay. He's fine. I mean, so, okay. I mean, I'm ready. I think I'm ready to go, Will.
Was that the deception, though?
So feel, you know.
Are those the words you were deceptive with?
No, those were my words that I said after, like, feeling bad that I deceived him. Like, basically just trying to say, like, listen, like, even though I successfully fucking deceived you, like, I'm not actually trying to hurt you.
End the spell.
Yeah, the only lie was basically something that I'm lying about to protect him. But if he's, like, if he at all feels like, Will reads people, like, if he at all feels like Bathwack, like, he made Bathwack more worried, he's going to be even more sincere and just be like, trust me, please, trust me.
Okay, so,
Yeah.
So how do you turn me into a mouse?
Okay, so here's the other thing. Before we make you a mouse, is there anything I should know about this guy, about your kingdom, about your wife? What should I know? Wait. Pause. Can I message him as a mouse? Will I be able to talk to him? Will he be able to communicate with me about the conversation that's going on? I know that the rules as written might not even allow it, but all I'm saying is, as far as a story, it might be more interesting if Alex can talk to me, or if we can hear what the fuck is going on.
I think it would be funny if...
I mean, whatever, if you'd prefer that, that's okay. I just don't, like, it's weird. This is such a Bathwack storyline, and Will's plan is to make it, I'm going to go in and talk, and you'll be in my pocket. Like, I don't really like that.
Yeah, but I can change back anytime.
But you know you can't, babe.
What? No, I totally can't.
I want there to be a channel for him to be able to communicate about this, and I don't want it to become...
Yeah, I mean, if I need to turn back, I'll just turn back.
Like, rules lawyers listening probably wouldn't be able to, but I don't care, because I do like that.
Because, like, I'll say this, like, I mean, maybe I can't communicate with enemies that I've changed into something. I don't know, whatever you want to write, but, like, this is my friend that is willingly becoming an animal. Mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, but also it's just Bathwag and Will, like.
Right. They don't even need to talk.
We just communicate with our whiskers.
Yeah. Your pheromones.
Whiskers!
That's what I said.
Mine look like a mustache. I'm not even a mouse. I'm just... wishing I was, apparently. Mm-hmm. When we're both mice, Bathwack, and we run away together.
I love that.
So I think it's probably enough just to know that I was banished and my family was too. And I'm surprised the valet is here and is with them, because he was not with us when we were fleeing.
What? Like, what the... All right, that makes me already think that this isn't... Okay, we don't have any more time. I'm assuming they are going to leave if we don't show up soon. But Bathwack, that doesn't give me more confidence. That gives me less.
I know, but at least you've got some information and... You can make up the rest.
Yeah, like, who are you? Okay, well, now I'm probably walking into a discussion with fucking Xantris or one of his minions or some shit. Great! I'm going to turn you into a mouse now because I'm very annoyed. But believe me, we're going to find your wife, okay? Just fucking blah! And then he turns him into a mouse.
Squeak.
Squeak.
See, since Bathwack is willing, no saving throw needs to happen. It just happens. All right, Bathwack, what do you look like a mouse?
Well, I look like a mouse, turtle. But I have a mohawk.
Wow.
A mouse hawk?
Like, it's that brown tussle on my head.
Aww.
Yeah. But it looks like a mohawk.
Oh my God, he still has that hair? I forgot.
Yeah.
I totally forgot you still have that hair. Yeah. Oh my God, I have to take you far less seriously.
Also, also, when you look at the mouse carefully, you have the weirdest impression that you're really looking at a turtle. Maybe it's the way the mouse tucks his paws. Maybe, like, he flattens out a little bit too much. It looks a little like a shell. Or, like, he moves his head around in a weird way. Like, sort of like, pulling it in and putting it back out of the shell. I don't know. But yeah.
Also, it's an odd choice for you to worry about something in your pocket, seeing as how often mice defecate and urinate.
I know.
I know. But Will is like, that's, we went through the animals.
They
I'm not going to have a spider.
Hundreds, if not thousands,
doing it right
of
now.
Micro droplets of
Who
urine every day.
Who the fuck is talking in my brain? This is Will's OCD. Here we go. This is Will's. Like, I was literally just talking about intrusive thoughts.
Like, just before you pick up that bug to put him in your pocket. Just before he poops on the ground.
And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm holding him by his little scruff and I'm pointing him like this. This little tiny finger, like, see how normal pointing fingers like this, but I'm, I have my thumb all the way up here. And I'm like, what the fuck? I gotta get a diaper for you. And then I put him in my breast pocket, my vest breast pocket. So it's under my coat. Fucking suffocate in there. And then you'll turn into Batman. Just be careful. Like, I say that in human language. Can he understand me? Can we not? This whole thing doesn't work out.
I don't know. I don't know how it works.
Eric said yes.
Yeah.
So, okay. Mouse understands me. And then Will's like, he tries to communicate with him via mind message. Does it work? Amazing. This is, that makes everything so much easier.
Good.
Thank you, Bathwack. I mean, thank you, DM. Awesome, Bathwack. All right.
You're welcome.
Shut the fuck up. You haven't given me nothing except for a beautiful, like, drawing of Tivoli. Beautiful.
All right, time to die.
Okay, right. Well, Will is going to look for a back entrance. Like, he doesn't even want to go out the front. He wants to go out in a weird way. Like, yeah. If
you go up
possible.
The chimney.
I go up the chimney.
Sorry to interrupt.
Putting a finger on the side of your nose.
Who's doing the recap?
I am.
Oh, good, because my notes, I didn't take any.
my notes, I didn't take any.
Hey, everyone. If you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.